I've asked six seniors to do something very difficult this morning, to offer a brief sermon. And, you know, what is a sermon but an instance of hearing the ways that God's life and light have reflected and refracted through the life of somebody else? Today we get to bear witness to the way that God's light and life has shone through and in and beyond these young people. And I was just thinking this morning, you know, that I've been here as the youth pastor and pastor for 5 years. This is my sixth year, which means that these emerging adults were seventh graders when I got here. I remember y'all keeping me up till 4 a.m. at our first youth lock-in. Thanks a lot. It's been an honor and a privilege to be with them in big moments, to be with them in big questions, to journey aside them, and just to get to watch and see what God does. But the memory of many of you, parents, grandparents, friends, loved ones, reaches far beyond my memory of them. You remember diapers, first dates, sports, baptisms, questions, is there a heaven, Mom? Is there a hell, Dad? All of that stuff. You've been here the whole way. One of the best things that the church can do is raise us up in the life of Christ. And now, being a parent of two young girls, I know how much I need the church to help me raise up my young girls. Y'all have done that. Y'all have done that. And they are wonderful people. And seniors, I'm very proud of each and every one of you. Your church is very proud of each and every one of you. And no matter what happens to you in your lives, and we're very excited to see what happens next, but no matter what happens next, I hope that you know this church will always be your church, will always be your church home, and we will always love you and be proud of you and be for you no matter what. With that, I want to invite up Ethan Ott to offer us the first senior sermon.
Hello, my name is Ethan Ott, and thank you very much for having me today. Well, I'll be honest with you all, I didn't sit down and write this speech until last night. I had been putting it off because, frankly, the idea of speaking in front of you guys is pretty scary, and I didn't really know what I wanted to talk about. But then all of a sudden, I kind of really sat down and thought about it, and it was really a no-brainer. Now, I don't know how well you grew up, but I grew up in a religious family. However, I was never really super into it. I didn't really want to go to church. I didn't really want to pray. But as I got older, got more mature, I started going to things involving the church, but really just because my friends were going. However, 2 summers ago, I was presented with an opportunity that would change the way I look at life. I was invited by my friends and by Pastor Josh to attend the annual mission trip to Tijuana, Mexico, to build houses. I wasn't really sure if I wanted to go. It was a week of my summer to work in Mexico, but finally, my friends convinced me to go. And when I got there, I'll be honest, I wasn't really feeling it. It was kind of like summer camp, just way far away from home. All of that changed finally when we went to meet the family whose house we were building. They were living in a shack, not even a home, just like nothing I had ever seen before. No water, no electricity. And I knew we needed to help them. So then we got to work. We built a whole home for them in just over 2 days, and we changed their life forever. Finally, I started to embrace the experience and get closer with God. It started to change the way I look at people who didn't have as much as I have. I ended up going back the next year, and I intend to go again this summer, obviously. However, the effects of this trip play a role in my everyday life, and not just the little time I've spent in Mexico. The trip truly changed how I look at other people. I believe that it stretched my empathy and perception when it comes to those around me, and it also helps to remind myself how grateful I am for what I have. It reminds me how blessed and lucky I am as well. And now as I look to the future, my goal is to share what I found with others. What I try to remember every day is just that God works in mysterious ways, and you never know what someone else is going through. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Nick Loblin, and I appreciate the opportunity to share with you my faith journey up to this point. Off and on over the years, I've struggled wanting to come to this church, not because of my faith, but because I have not ever really felt a true connection with anyone. However, over the years, my parents have continued to encourage me to come to church and you to try and make some connections with students my own age as well and grow in my faith. Over the last 2 years, my outlook on this church has changed. Thanks to Pastor Josh, youth leader Troy Creamer, they have helped me realize more of the importance of being involved and becoming more a part of this church. I've been participating in Wednesday night Bible studies at Pastor Josh's house, going to Sunday school when I am not working, and coming to youth on Sunday evening. Although some of my decisions in the last few years have been both good and not so good, the one thing I have continually had in my life and on my side unconditionally is God. He loves me for me and does not pass judge me. To know that God loves me for who I am, no matter the choices made each day, has helped me become a stronger young man. A Bible verse I like to read is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 41, verse 10. It says, "So do not fear for who I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand." Through my ups and downs of my 18 years of life, especially in high school, Troy Creamer has been a role model for me. Troy has stood by my side. 2 years ago, I had the opportunity to go on a TWAM trip to Mexico. That was a huge step for me. I'm not the one to be away from home, less than be out of the country. I haven't even been on a plane before. I was scared to death, but my parents made me go, so I went. And it was one of the most rewarding experiences of my life. Being in this third world country and the families we've helped were so grateful to have an actual roof over their head and a table to eat meals at and a bed to sleep on was quite overwhelming to say. The gratitude that the families we built homes for in Mexico made me realize how spoiled we are in the United States. But yet, those families loved the Lord, prayed, and thanked God for everything they had. It was so little. It was like a castle to them. So as the trip came to a close and we were all in line to leave and cross the border to come home, I realized I did not have my passport and that I may have left it on the bus. Troy immediately started running after the bus. He dropped everything in his hands and ran as fast as he could, probably faster than he has ever ran in his life. I bet he pulled a muscle, as I was sure he has not had to exercise like that before. Troy came back to the group with passport in hand, and I could not have been more happy. I could not have thanked him enough. People that know me understand that I like to clown around sometimes. At that time, it was not a joke. I was not clowning around, and he knew it. Troy stood by me during that scary moment and always taken time to talk to me and spend time with me. He listens and cares, and I will forever be grateful. In closing today, I want to thank anyone and everyone that has helped guide me in my faith journey. I would not be here today and be who I am without all y'all. I want to finish with another Bible verse that inspires me. It comes from the book of Philadelphians, chapter 4, verse 6 and 7. "Don't worry about anything, instead pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Then you experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Jesus Christ." Thank you for being here today and your continued support of the youth in this community. Thank y'all.
Hey y'all, I'm Faye Shellhorn. While I stand here and reflect about the last 18 years of my life, I've realized that my connection with the Lord's come in many fashions. From beginning up, growing up right here in these church walls, to traveling and connecting in the outside world. I've found many ways to connect with Jesus, not so traditional. Through my time here at First Pres, I've enjoyed getting to know everyone and making lifelong connections. I've enjoyed being a part of the nursery, staff, helping with the little children, and being a part of TWAM during COVID and doing local mission trips with Habitat, serving food at Rowan Helping Ministries and packing bags, assisting with Vacation Bible School, and again, helping our little kids. Growing up in the church, I always thought that God was the church, and from my experiences, my thoughts have changed. While the church has guided me in the right direction and helped me understand how to grow up and grow with the Lord, it is not these walls that made that possible. I firmly believe that it's the people that made that possible. It's y'all right here in this crowd. Every summer since I was 8 years old, I attended Camp Crestridge near Asheville. It's a Christian-based all-girls camp that everybody from all over, from out of the country, would come just to worship Jesus with a bunch of girls. And I learned how to see how other people really worship the Lord, because not everybody follows the same religion. And it was very eye-opening. And then the ending of my junior year came, and I had the chance of a lifetime to go on a trip across the country with 30 or 80 kids and no phone. Josh wasn't very happy with me because I didn't go to Mexico that year. Sorry, Josh. but I was able to connect with people in the Lord in ways that I didn't even realize were possible. We didn't have phones, so we actually had to talk to people. And we began to learn about each other and Jesus, and we saw some of the most beautiful sights that the country has to offer. I got to wake up and be able to see the sunrise in 22 different states. That's something that grows your connection with the Lord. It's amazing to be in nature and watch him paint the sky and starting off the day talking with him. I've also been able to see the Lord work here in Salisbury. At this church, in town, Rowan Helping Ministries, youth group, Josh with his porch Bible studies, his dad jokes, his breakfast in Bible, and the confirmation trip. While I grew up in this church, and it'll always be a part of my heart, it's the people that I'll cherish. While all of us seniors will not be here in a couple months, we'll be off at college, I know that we will always be able to call First Pres our home and always have people supporting us and praying for us behind the scenes. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Luke Bryan. I'm a senior at Greystone Day School. I've been a member at First Presbyterian Church all my life. You, the church, have always been so kind, not only to me, but also to our youth group. I've always felt like I belonged at First Presbyterian, and everyone at the church has told me I belong here. Yet, it did not feel as real until 2 years ago. Many of you know this already, but others might not. On October 25th, 2021, I was in a soccer game. I decided to take a risky move and go against someone twice my size. This resulted in me getting injured and tearing my ACL and meniscus in my right knee. I was devastated. I could no longer play sports for the rest of my sophomore year. After my surgery, I was not very happy, and I was struggling to get used to my new life. Someone knocked on my door one day while I was recovering on the couch. My mom opened the door, and a church member was bringing me flowers from the church. I was amazed. I never received flowers before. Along with these fantastic flowers was a thick stack of blue prayer cards that the church members had written to me. In these notes, I learned that people were praying for me. I was being told that I can get through this difficult time. One of the scriptures on the blue card said this, Isaiah 41:10, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." You guys believed in me when I did not even believe in myself. This gave me hope. With this motivation and support from everyone, I completed a little over a year of physical therapy to get my knee back to where it was healthy. I could play sports again, and my knee felt stronger than ever. Or so I thought. On December 6, 2022, I was in a basketball game. I jumped to block a ball, landed on my right leg, felt my knee shift, and fell to the ground. I ended up undoing my surgery repair of my ACL, retore my meniscus, and also had a new tear in my MCL. I felt defeated. This was the injury that ended my sports season for good. I found myself on the couch again, recovering after a second surgery, feeling hopeless. I was so sad that I could no longer play the sports I grew up playing all my life. This was until I received the prayer cards from the church, and some of my friends in the youth came over to hang out with me while I was bedridden. The prayer cards did not say, "Luke, you are so clumsy. How did you get hurt again?" but instead, the cards were full of prayers and Bible verses for me to look at to give me hope. One of them said this, Isaiah 40:31. For those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Along with this motivation, there are members of the church that I looked up to as role models. These people are like Alan Fowler, who always joked with me. Troy Kramer, who would always pick on me, but when you need him, he gives the best advice and lets you know he has your back. John Grubb, who always gave me very good life lessons. He pushed me to do well in school to get into App State, and I did. Sorry, John, I still have undecided where I'm going. And last, but certainly not least, Josh. Josh had the same injury I did when he was about the same age as me. When I had my second surgery, I did not know what my abilities would be afterward. When I look at Josh, who was skiing and actively doing things he loves, that with my knee I would be scared to do, it gives me hope and reassurance that I will be fine. Having the injuries and surgeries that I went through is not easy. It is very difficult, not only physically, but also mentally. All the prayers and words of encouragement that I received from this church are why I can do the things I can do today. I can run, I can walk, and I'm grateful. Thank you for always being there when the youth needs you. And I ask y'all to continue to look after your youth, as we all need words of encouragement and prayers of hope from this church. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Lucy Heilig, and I've been a member of First Presbyterian Church for just about 18 years now. When Pastor Josh got all of the seniors together to talk about giving a senior sermon, to be completely honest, I was not thrilled. Not only did I find the idea of speaking in front of all of you guys absolutely terrifying, but I also did not know how to write about my entire faith journey and my best moments in the church in just a few minutes. Some of my earliest memories at this church are at things like Vacation Bible School or in the upstairs theater during First Kids and Sunday School. Although I have countless of memories here, the best ones were formed when Josh and Laura joined our church family. I vividly remember how excited I were when we found out we finally had pastors. Since then, Josh and Laura have made every moment spent with this church extra special. Whether we're making jokes and messing around during breakfast Bible study or crossing the Mexican border together, every little moment has been amazing. A few years after Josh and Laura came to First Pres, I began my high school journey. To be honest, high school has been made easier by the steady support of this church family. From Sunday school to youth group gatherings, from mission trips to just grabbing coffee and chatting, your love and encouragement has been the backbone that held me up during my highs and my lows. Some of these lows would be academic pressures, relationships with my peers, and having to completely figure out who I am and what I want to do with my life. In these moments, my faith has been my anchor. Because of Josh and Laura, I have learned to navigate the storms of my life with resilience, leaning on the promises of God and the wisdom of this community. I learned to trust in God's plan, to find peace in His presence, and to understand that His grace is sufficient for every circumstance. This became very apparent to me over the last two summers while serving the Lord in Mexico. These wonderful families we built houses for were cramped together in a tiny shed with absolutely zero room. Although the families had little to nothing, they were some of the most humble people I've ever met. Humility begins with recognizing the greatness of God, which these families definitely had. As we stand in His presence, we find inspiration to serve others selflessly, reflecting the love we've received from Him. These families gave up everything they had to ensure that we felt comfortable and appreciated. While we were there to serve them, they ultimately served us. By the families living each day as if it were their last, they taught us how to appreciate the simple joys, the people around us, and the opportunities that each day brings. Gratitude transforms ordinary moments into extraordinary ones. These moments change the way I think forever. I no longer think about doing things that will only benefit me, but I try to incorporate ways to help other people, even if it's in just a small way. Jesus showed us how to live a life of service, and as His follower, I'm called to do the same. I have a deep-found purpose and joy in serving others because of this church, and more specifically, because of Josh and Laura. Thank you so much.
last but not least, right, guys? Well, hey, everyone. My name is Andrew Mead, and I'm a senior at West Ryan High School. One of my dad and I's favorite pastimes is to play Call of Duty. The two of us, about once or twice a week, take on as many enemies as we can, and yes, I carry him to victory every single time. One of these times, however, he asked me a question. He said, Andrew, what has been the best year of your life? I sat back and I thought for a moment, and I came back with an answer. I said, I don't know, Dad. They all seem to keep getting better than the last. This church has seen me through just about everything. Every time things seem to be going rough, my life takes another unexpected turn and I find something better than before. Over at Juice Life, I think I've told Josh that my world was ending on 5 separate occasions, but it never has. I believe this comes from having a strong church family and a good relationship with God. And I'm going to tell you a few stories as to why I believe this. I joined this church as a 7th grader. I went to Salisbury Academy with a tight group of 6 other boys. We would play basketball every day and had so much fun doing whatever our little middle school brains could think of. The first time I told Josh my world was ending was when it was time to pick a high school away from them. All my friends were going to Salisbury, but I kept feeling called to go to West. So I did, and I found the FFA organization. In FFA, I discovered my love of public speaking and service through our organization's shared experience in agriculture. I would travel from here to Indiana to compete in public speaking and teach other kids how to be leaders. All 4 years of high school, I have been involved, and I have clocked hundreds of hours in meetings, events, and other parts of the organization, all which grew me into the person I am today. The next story is about sports. I've always been a soccer player. I've played for my entire school career, and I played club soccer for 7 years. Last year, just when I was beginning to truly love soccer and find my knack for being a defender, my team was dissolved. We were split into different branches of the club, and it moved my practices over an hour away. Unwilling to take on this huge time commitment during my senior year, I didn't sign up for the next season. With all this new time on my hands, though, I found out there was an opening on the football team to be a kicker. And I had the time of my life kicking for West. In my very first snap of football ever, I hit the kickoff 60 yards in the air and made a touchdown-saving tackle that was shown on the news. And I still have the scar on my hand from the turf burn to this day. What I thought was going to be the end of my career simply opened up a new path for me. So if I ever hear someone say a kicker's job is easy, well, that's fighting words. I really could talk all day about what all has changed in my life during my time here at this church. I've had a nasty breakup, lost really close friends, and I felt the pain of not thinking God was with me. Yet he always has been. I have made new friends, found new passions, made healthy relationships, enjoyed new experiences, and discovered the true joy of living your life in pursuit of Jesus. God has been here every step of the way with me. He has opened new doors for me that I didn't even know were options. So every time you feel like you don't know which way to turn, I encourage you to look back at what he has led you through, how your life would be fundamentally different if you didn't make that choice that he laid out for you. Because I know that every time I find a dead end, God always has a way through. Thank you.
Let's give our seniors one more round of applause.